stay in the Lord's presence. The Lord invites us, and when he invites us, he expects us to make a response. He says to us, come, come to me, know me, believe in me, follow me. The Lord's been speaking to us in this meeting already, and the Lord wants to continue to speak to us. So I'd like us to hear a word from Bob and then a word from Trevor. Both are words for us to respond to. So when we hear the words, we're going to go back into worship. But some of us may need to respond to those words. They may require a personal response for us in our hearts. Some of us may think that we want to make a corporate response to those words as well. If you feel like we should be making a corporate response, then I just encourage you to pray out a response of faith and trust in the Lord for your life or for our lives. But we're going to hear these words. Be prepared to hear them. Be prepared for these words to change you. And then let's respond by going back into worship. So, Bob.
This is a passage that came to mind as Arthur was opening the meeting about the Lord's invitation to us. The Lord Jesus has just been talking about revealing the Father to us in this Matthew 11. And he says, Jesus says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. It's an invitation for us to come to know the Lord Jesus, who of all things, as the full representation of the Father, is gentle and lowly in a heart in whom we will find rest. So come to him. Let us come to him who is gentle and lowly in heart. Learn from him.
I thought this could be for some of us here who might be anxious about something or worried or fear of the situation they're in, or wondering how they got there. Perhaps they're thinking worship's weird. It's things like that. They're afraid. Jesus said to those boats in the boat that was being locked all backwards and forwards. In Matthew 14, verse 27, Jesus would say to all of us, be of good cheer. It is I. Don't be afraid.
That's that in a changing world, he is unchangeable. In a world that shakes, he is unshakable. So Ben's got a verse for us that really speaks to that about God's faithfulness, God's constancy. So let's hear that word and let's take it as our own before we move into the next parts of the meeting. Ben.
Thank you. Yeah, and the word I had was from Psalm 25:10. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast, love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his decrees. The word I got was very much based on the fact that the Lord is here, yesterday, today and tomorrow. And just as God promised Abraham in Genesis 17 that he would always be with him, he would always be with us. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow.